4-3 Echo Nashville. Welcome up another 300 Niner. Good morning.
Rushmore 5-3
Are you hearing that? Yeah. Are you hearing that?
You got the weather too.
Affirmative. Got
weather. All right. You want the RNAV or the visual?
What is that?
Runway 2 works for us.
Runway.
It sounds like
air traffic control.
2290053. I feel unsafe.
Where is that even coming from?
95.1 and Murfreesboro. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. It's the Woody and Jim. What the hell is that?
What? I'm very sorry about our technical difficulties.
Something is bleeding onto our signal.
And it's like planes talking to each other, or...
It's kind of scary.
It is. We're near the airport.
We're around the corner from the... Like, is it bleeding through?
I feel like it's illegal listening to this.
Is it?
Nashville approach, good morning.
Good morning. Can they hear us?
I don't think so. I think we're just hearing... How's this happening?
Everything's turned down.
It's just all of a sudden it's there. Can they hear us?
No.
Can anyone listening to the radio hear us? Or we're just hearing that?
So weird.
Nashville departure radar contact.
Yeah, this is the airport. This is like the control tower.
It is. I think it is. I don't know how to make it stop, though. It's ruining the music.
Yeah?
When people are...
I'm surprised my girlfriend hasn't called me because it interrupted Jesse's Girl by Rick Springfield.
That's her favorite
song. That's
her
favorite, yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Mm. Wow. That's weird.
Yes. Oh, hey, guys. How's
Big
it going? Big Joe Dubin.
Big Joe Dubin has joined us here in the studio. Are you hearing that?
I'm hearing it all the way, and there's a reason I'm hearing that. It's because I found a way to plug into y'all's audio board.
Oh, my gosh.
And play air traffic. I figure of all the people in Nashville radio market, you two got the, or you three have the best sense of humor. So,
so you're doing
this. I was making
sure
that JetBlue flight from Boston landed, so we're good. Thank you all. It's a lot of fun. It's amazing what you can do with the internet and a computer.
April Fools. He got us. He got us, Joe.
Nice.
Oh, man.
You magnificent prankster.
Well, I figured, you know, you guys would fall for it because you're always so busy on everything. So the fact that I heard it coming in this morning made me really laugh and giggle. Like, something I've done finally works. So happy April Fool's Day, guys. So there
Yay.
You go.
Well, the way we have technical problems all the time, we just figured it was just one of those.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
We just thought it was our regular problems. All right. Thank you, Joe. We love you. Happy April Fool's Day. Three things you want to know this morning.
So you can watch the Nashville Predators take on Columbus tonight on the regular broadcast. Mm-hmm. But if you tune into News Channel 5 at 6 o'clock tonight, you can watch the game like it's a video game cartoon.
Really?
Yeah. Because all the jerseys of the players and the puck have like infrared chips in them that they use to like track, you know, for like sports enhancement and analysis.
Yeah.
But they found they can do cool things with it, like recreate the game, but just like it's a video game.
Oh, that's so cool. Like
on a Nintendo console. So like they're going to broadcast the game, but in animated version.
Oh, that's cool.
Live as it happens.
Wow.
So, kind of like, didn't they do that for football, like the Nickelodeon?
Yes. Yeah. They did it with SpongeBob.
Thing. Yeah, that's so cool.
Yeah.
That is cool.
I guess the NHL was first to do it. Now the other sports have been doing it for a while.
Oh.
And
awesome.
The Predators get their turn tonight. So you can just check it out on News Channel 5.
So
very
fun.
Cool. Back a couple of years ago, Warner Brothers did a movie called The Coyote versus Acme, where it was a Wile E. Coyote suing the Acme Corporation for all the faulty products that they sold him as he's trying to catch the Roadrunner.
It was supposedly like pretty good.
Yeah, it had Will Forte in it, also John Cena. I guess it was shelved back in November of 2023, but now it's been sold to a company called Ketchup Entertainment, And so they will be releasing it in theaters. So you'll be able to see it.
Because there was a lot of people that said, we're never going to see the light of day because they were going to put it on a shelf, never show it to anyone, and take a tax write-off on it.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I heard it's really good. So yeah, I can't wait to actually see that.
Yeah, I can't wait for that to come out.
Gina? There's a record being chased here in Tennessee, and it involves the biggest houseboat. So the Cooper family told a designer they wanted one of the biggest houseboats ever built. It's 22 feet wide, 120 feet long.
Wow.
They paid $2.5 million for it, and it was built in 3 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and it the houseboat was so big that in order to launch it into the lake, they had to take down power lines. And as they were dropping it into the lake, the tractor trailer that they used to launch it, it broke in half.
Oh,
so engineers took 3 hours to help like lift it into the water and stuff. So it's kind of a big ordeal. And
is it a Percy Priest Lake or
No. Let me see. It's like on the Kentucky-Tennessee border.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's pretty crazy. They said like once it's in, it's never coming out.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
So I hope they like it.
Yeah. But,
I wonder, do you have to pay property tax on it? Do you get out of that?
Well, you'd probably have to pay tax or wherever they're going to dock it because they have to get gas and everything.
Right.
That's true.
Right.
I've actually vacationed on houseboats and they're really fun, but
that's cool.
It's on Dale Hollow Lake.
Oh, yeah. That's a huge lake.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's
fresh water, too.
Oh.
It's actually a really nice lake.
Ooh.
Nice.
I have to go check that out.
95.1 in Murfreesboro, Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, the new home of Woody and Jim in the Morning is 93.3 FM. Hello. We're playing the mixtape game. We gave you the scenario that it's your first day in prison. And what song should you play for the other inmates as you arrive in jail?
Yeah, so we had one person text in our text line, and she said this. Her name's Candace.
Baby shark, oh, my God. I can't imagine there's going to be a huge jailbreak. Everybody rushing to get away from that.
Uh-huh.
Right? That is, every time we do this game, I think there's always somebody that nominates Baby Shark, no matter what the scenario.
That's right, Consistency is important.
Yeah.
We had another one. Was it for Elton John?
Yeah, for Elton John, and this one was submitted by Adam.
All
nice
right,
choice.
That's pretty darn clever. All
Very
right,
nice
job. Nice job. Woody, do you have a selection that you have chosen?
I have the Georgia Satellites.
Don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself.
Ah, very nice.
Oh, I like that.
Set the rules.
That's right.
To your fellow inmates.
Oh, I like that.
8 seconds of music sets the ground rules.
All right, Gina, what was the reasoning behind your choice for the mixtape game?
I guess I wanted to set a precedent that, like, I was alpha.
Okay.
Alpha. Ooh.
All right.
I'd like to just not mess with me.
And
so I chose this song.
I like it.
Or could give them the wrong impression.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, that's why I landed where I landed.
Yes.
Watch out, Landon.
That's right. That could be your crime.
Yeah.
That's right.
We also had one from Donna, who she said, I don't know why. This is just weird, but this is what I would play from the Oh Brother, Where Art Thou soundtrack.
Okay.
Oh.
This is interesting.
I can't not sing along with that.
Oh, that's pretty fun. I like it. Yeah, they broke out of prison, so I mean, that's kind of perfect.
Yeah, they actually were going into prison a lot too, so
mine, I don't know, but I don't even know the meaning. You can study this psychologically and tell me what the heck I mean by this.
This would be the song when Jim is arriving at prison first day.
I walk in.
Yeah.
And I look at the biggest, baddest dude in prison.
Mm-hmm.
And then this plays.
Hello. Is it me you're
I don't know. I think that's kind of a seductive invitation.
Yeah, a little bit. I think it's just, you know, welcoming the inevitable.
That could be.
Is that your way of just saying, let's just get this over with?
Or it could be my way of saying, like, I'm just like trying to throw them off.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, hey, they were going to say that to me, but I'm going to say it to them, and they're not going to even know how to respond.
They always say beat up the biggest guy in prison if you want to be
hug
an
him.
Alpha.
Or hug him.
Yeah.
Be his pocket pal.
Yeah. Don't go all Shawshank Redemption on them. Yeah. Talking about Gina and her battle with the personal trainer.
Well, I know you talked about this last week. Your husband had problems with you being close with a personal trainer. But you told him there was nothing to worry about.
Right. Yeah, when that even is like a stretch too. Like a personal trainer at the gym asked if I wanted to do one of the personal training workouts, like the free workout that they offer everybody. Because
okay.
I hadn't done it yet.
Yeah.
And so he was like, yeah, I'll put you through a leg day. And so my husband and I, so we were going to do it on Monday, but some stuff came up, and so we ended up coming at a different time. Mm-hmm. And my husband had three of his friends come to the gym at that time. So all four of them were going to like spy on us.
Watch you and the personal trainer.
Trainer, yes. Yeah.
Make sure nobody tried anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Make sure the training didn't get too personal.
Yeah, so weird. And I had like made it known I was married to this guy because I kind of think he might be gay, so in my mind, but my gaydar's off, so I don't know.
Right. Like,
okay, so
I don't know.
You don't know for sure, but
yeah,
you think, but maybe.
Yeah,
you just figured he's probably not interested.
Yes, yeah, and I made it known I'm not. So, so we didn't do it on Monday, and then I rescheduled for Thursday when Landon was at work, and not on purpose. It was just the only time that, you know. But he was salty about it and was like, "Of course you reschedule when I'm at work."
Yeah, that's right. The suspicious mind thinks that way.
And I'm like, okay, whatever. So I get a text while I'm working out with this trainer. I'm dying. This guy is like really putting me through it.
He's killing you.
I get a text from Landon, and he sends me the eye emoji. Like, he's spying.
I'm watching.
And I, like I said, I'm going through it. So I don't have the energy in me to like scan the gym to see if any of his cronies were watching us. But I think they were. And I haven't asked Landon about it because I'm like, I don't care, you know, but it's still funny. So I think some of his friends had come to the gym and were spying on us.
He has minions?
He has minions. He does have minions.
Yeah. I don't have minions. I don't have people who go around and do my bidding.
Yes.
I mean, in a way, he's a lucky guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
I would love to have some minions or henchmen.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Carry out your evil plans.
What's that quote from Despicable Me? Minions! At dawn, we rise, or whatever it is, you know? That's like Landon.
The rallying cry for his minions.
Minions, at noon, we spy.
Very good. Off the top.
I like that.
Yeah. And there was nothing to catch.
Nothing. No. Okay. And this guy's trying to get me to sign on with him. It's $400 a month, not even including my
Seriously?
Gym membership. Yes.
That's like a car payment.
I know. I was like, no, I cannot justify that. No. And he's like, well, we can drop it down to $90 every other week. And I'm like, no.
I think that's when you call the minions around.
Yeah. Minions?
Minions, where are you?
He doesn't leave until this is $20 a month.
Minions, assemble!
Oh, man.
I want to yell that in the gym sometime.
Oh, you should. That would be so funny.
Happy April Fool's Day. Channel 4 had a story of a couple of Nashville fools that got arrested.
Okay.
This is pretty funny. I guess police spotted a car that had an obscured license plate, like it was a temporary plate, but it was like partially covered up.
Right.
So they thought, oh, this looks suspicious. Let's pull these people over. So they started to pull them over, but then the driver hit the gas, and suddenly a high-speed pursuit was underway.
Uh-oh.
Like a Gallatin and Old Hickory Boulevard area.
Okay. Oh.
And so I guess the guys thought, I guess we outran the cops. Good for us. So they did what anybody would do. They stopped into a gas station to put air in the tires. And didn't realize there was a police helicopter also following them.
Oh,
so
gosh.
The police pulled in as they were getting their, you know, debit card for $1.50 for air.
Oh, man.
And I guess they're not just in trouble for running away. I guess they also smelled weed, and so they found a big bag of pot in the center console of the car.
That could explain some of the behavior.
Well, usually pot doesn't make you go fast.
Yeah, that's true.
No, but anyway, it might make you miss the helicopter that's chasing you.
What's that sound?
Yeah. Is that a helicopter? I think I'm imagining it.
Yeah.
Am I tripping?
Do you know not having properly inflated tires can affect your gas mileage? Let's stop and put air in the tires.
That's the most important thing right now.
Channel 4 did a big story about it. Also, they had found a backpack that had more pot in it, plastic bags, and digital scales. So they were obviously dealing, too. So
I see.
Not sure how long they'll be in prison, but we'll see how that goes.
Really, if you think about it, if you're going to do a high-speed chase, you want to get the best mileage.
Yeah.
Right.
So inflate your tires before you
committing
get
a crime.
Over. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good safety tip. Proper inflation before committing felonies or anything.
That's our takeaway.
Good plan, yes. Maybe you have a case of the Mondays on a Tuesday. Maybe we can fix that with a Woody and Jim mood boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durbu, walk around the neighborhood.
There's a local woman out of Hendersonville, Donna Neal, and she is the manager at McDonald's, or has been the general manager.
Yeah.
She just retired, but they're celebrating something different for her. She had this idea about 15 years ago that she was going to start fostering teen girls and offer them jobs at McDonald's to give them some real life experience.
Nice.
So she was fostering and
employing them,
getting them employed. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's been great. She's fostered over 100 girls. And I grabbed this of one of the girls that she's fostered.
Me and her just created a bond. It was new because, you know, it's not something that I, you know, experienced getting so close to someone. We're always talking every day. It's a very good thing to have.
Wow. Yeah. How many lives has she changed for the better?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
it has
kidding.
To be wow. over 100, and I'm sure the other employees at McDonald's have noticed that too. And,
oh yeah,
you know,
yeah,
help change their lives.
Everybody.
Yeah, so way to go, Donna, and keep putting in the work.
Very cool.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
There you go. It's Woody and Jim mood boost. Totally hits. Totally Nashville. 93.3 FM. All right, let's talk about AI and how it's not quite as amazing as people think it is. It's not as all knowing as people say.
For as much as everybody says, okay, we're in this crazy new technology, where the time is now.
Yes.
I can't even get my phone to tell me the most basic information.
Okay.
Okay, whether it be like a sports score or how many ounces are in a cup.
Yeah.
Let me just try this.
It's 8 ounces, by the way.
Thanks. I'll carry you around in my pocket instead of my phone.
You're going to need a big pocket.
Anybody that knows me, I don't have big pockets.
Okay, all right.
Let me try something simple.
Okay.
Hey, Siri. What month is it?
Sorry, I don't understand.
You don't understand what month it is?
Oh my gosh.
Siri, what month are we in?
It's Tuesday.
I know that, but just tell me the month. Just give me one part. Hey Siri, what month is it?
Sorry, I don't understand.
Siri, what month is it?
It's Tuesday.
That's not what I asked you. Siri, tell me what month are we in?
Sorry, I don't understand.
No. Just tell me the month, Siri. What month is it?
It's Tuesday.
Yeah, but what month of the year is it?
I found this on the web.
I don't want you to go.
I can't tell you, but I found you a calendar online.
Oh, man.
Three things you want to know this morning. The average American spends 138 minutes. That's 2 hours and 18 minutes a day worrying.
Oh.
So don't do that.
Wow.
But how do I do that? Yeah.
I'm worried about how much I'm worrying.
Am I doing it too more than that? Not enough?
Worrying about finances, family, health, work, all those sure. things that normally occupy our mind all the time, especially yes. when you're trying to go to sleep at night.
Yeah, that doesn't sound far off.
So just relax.
All right. According to a criminal complaint, there was this woman in Wisconsin. She was, having her Coke and, drinking the can. And then she said it would kind of taste funny. And then she would get sick. Mm-hmm. And it happened a couple of times. And then she decided to set up a surveillance camera at her workplace, and she caught her coworker putting Gorilla Glue super glue into her Coke can when she was not looking.
Really?
And they found the gloves, like hospital gloves, mm-hmm. and the Gorilla Glue in a trash can nearby.
Oh, my gosh.
And he's been arrested for... basically tampering with food.
Yeah.
But we don't poisoning.
Know, yeah, poisoning. We don't know why he did it.
Yeah, but, we don't have the motivation behind it, or we just didn't like her. Or,
yeah, but it's a felony.
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Apparently tried it a few times.
Yeah. Gorilla Glue is not for Cokes. It's for putting in your hair, as we learned a few years ago.
That's right.
Oh, I forgot about that. That's funny. Well, there's a girl out of Eagleville local here on American Idol. She's the youngest contestant this year, 15 mm-hmm. years old, and she's made it through past Hollywood now to the Showstopper round.
Okay.
She's doing well.
She's doing so good. She covered Chris Stapleton's Cold, and Carrie Underwood and Luke Bryan, I guess, gave each other looks and were like, oh my gosh, she's going to be so good. So,
what's her name? Cool.
Her name is Maddie Pruitt.
All right.
All right. Yep.
Go Maddie.
Eagleville.
Yeah.
All right. It was a reminder because I always forget American Idol is still on.
I know. Yeah. I know.
Because nobody's talked about it in about a decade.
Right.
But hey, good luck. It's April Fool's Day. Reddit has people volunteering some harmless pranks that they've pulled in the past.
Right.
If you want to jot some of these down. This is kind of cute. I guess a mom said her son knew she was going to the store, so put a bunch of bras in her purse so she'd have to pull them all out before she got to her wallet at the register. That's kind of cute.
That's funny. Underwear would be a good one, too.
Yeah, that's good. Somebody said, I told a coworker there was vandalism in the parking lot, and it looked like somebody had slashed his tires. And so he went out to check, and somebody had taped pictures of Slash from Guns N' Roses to his car, his tires. And Slash. Like I said, I unscrewed the shower head as a teenager and put beef bouillon cubes inside and waited for my sister to take a shower in beef broth.
That's pretty funny. That is like so that funny.
That's awesome.
Then there's the ones that backfire that are always kind of funny. I guess a few years ago, Hooters did a contest for their employees where they said they were going to give away a Toyota.
Oh.
Right.
And so they, I guess a waitress won, and they blindfolded her, took her to the parking lot, and gave her a toy Yoda from Star Wars. And I guess
didn't she take him to court?
Yeah, and she sued and she won enough to buy a couple of cars.
No.
Yeah. I do remember that. Yes, because she works. It was like whoever hits so much sales in a month.
Yeah,
and she was a server.
Yeah.
And she did it. She worked her tail off to get this car.
Toyota.
Oh, man.
Okay, Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. I've long thought that when the computers finally do take over, will they kill us or merely enslave us? That's why I'm always nice to my personal assistant like Alexa. I say please and thank you all the time because I figure, maybe if I'm nice, they will spare my life when the computers take over.
Right.
Yeah, me too.
I know. I even say thank you to ChatGPT. Like type it in.
Yeah, same.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow, we were raised so right.
Would you please?
And they make a mental note. Don't kill Jim right away.
Yeah.
Let him live a little longer than the others. Because they have a horrible demise waiting for all of us.
They probably do. But lately, my Alexa does not listen to me.
Really?
So I really only use her to set a timer, or I'll ask her questions when I'm cooking.
Right.
But lately I'm like, Alexa, can you set a 10-minute timer, please? Nothing. Hey,
really?
Alexa, can you set a 10-minute timer? Nothing. And I have
She's
to, like,
ghosting you.
Are you being snubbed?
I am, and I'll finally scream it, and then I'll just be like, you dumb bitch, you're not listening, which I'm sure is what Landon wants to say to me all the time. But I'm like, dear God, man, it's so frustrating.
Can you program the Alexa to only respond to, hey, bitch?
I don't know, maybe I need to just like start being sassy, like, hey, bitch, set a 10-minute timer. What the fuck?
That's going to like totally like erase all the goodwill that you've done by saying thank you and please.
Yeah. Well, I mean, something's got to give. I can't keep being polite if she's going to keep ghosting me.
I know.
Right.
You can't just say, hey, bitch, set a timer for 10 minutes. And Alexa says, yes, queen.
You got it, babe.
If you guys change the voice of any of your voice assistants to like not the regular voice...
I didn't, but Landon gave me his iPad from school to use, and so he was like, when he was switching everything over, he changed the voice on that, which in turn changed all of my Apple products over.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So now I think it kind of sounds like an African-American male.
Okay.
Hey, Siri, what's the date today?
It's Tuesday, April 1st, 2025.
Usually, like when it's in my car and I'm like, hey, text. Well, let's see if it'll do it. Hey, Siri, text Mama Deb. Good morning. I love you. Oh, and of course, it doesn't play. All right. Well, it's okay.
let me try. I think my Siri could be married to your Siri.
Okay.
In the digital world.
Oh, they have a relationship in the cloud.
Siri, tell me a joke.
Tell you a joke about sodium. Nah.
Oh, N-A.
It's
the...
Oh.
Okay. Siri, tell me another joke.
I tried to break the ice on my first day of practice. They kicked me off the hockey team.
I tried to break the ice. Oh.
Let me see if it'll go. That's
very, very clever.
Hey, Siri, tell me a joke. Why does it not talk?
Maybe it's miming and you just can't see it.
Because it sucks?
Like it comes up, but it doesn't talk.
Yeah, that doesn't help you.
Like yeah, what's the point of using a hands-free like Siri when...
Yeah, I've done that where I say like, you know, hey, Siri, what's the weather for today?
Right.
It's like, I found this for you on the web.
Yes.
Well, just tell me then. Read what you found.
I know.
Out loud to me.
Frustrating.
Now back to the podcast. So what are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
Woody, you and I are going down to visit gorgeous, scenic... Eagleville.
Mm-hmm. Eagleville, gateway to Shelbyville.
That's right. Everyone knows that. Then later on tonight, it's my Tuesday night class at church, and I don't have any of my homework done.
Gosh,
it's so hard. It's like college level. I got to do like 5 chapters in a book before tonight.
Mm.
I'm cramming. What are you doing after Eagleville?
I have no plans. I'm sure I'll come home and there'll be something I have to
do. Will you do my homework for me?
Yes, I'll do that.
You guys can tag team it.
Gina.
I'm going to try to run to the gym before a ton of meetings later today. So that's kind of all I have, gym and meetings.
Okay. That'll be good. It'll energize you for the second half of your day.
Yes. Yeah, because right now I could take another nap.
And then we all have to pick out our outfits because tomorrow's picture day.
Yes, I know. I'm stressing already.
Bring a comb.
Y'all have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.